The amount of timber loggers harvest from state forests continues to increase, averaging about 14 million board feet per year over the last 5 years. That increase has environmental activists concerned, but the state maintains it's good forestry management. As Becca Costello reports, both sides back up their position with science.
I'm going to admit it. I hug my trees because they're still there.
That's Julie James. She manages a small organic farm in rural Monroe County with an orchard, rows of berry bushes, and a greenhouse. Standing on her porch, she can almost see Yellowwood State Forest. Being so close to Yellowwood is one of the primary reasons she moved here 8 years ago. Every day, rain or shine, she hikes the trails with her dogs.
I thought, I've definitely arrived. This is absolute paradise. I'm in a state forest, and state forests are protected, right? So it'll always be this way. I really did naively think that.
But 3 years ago, big equipment started rolling in on her small road. The Indiana Division of Forestry started logging tracts of land. That year, in 2014, Indiana logged more than 17 million board feet from the state forests. That's a 391% increase since 2003. The rate of logging started to increase the year Jack Seifert took over as head of the forestry division.
What we do is we go in and just thin it down, get it down to.
As Seifert walks through Morgan Monroe State Forest, he sees healthy stands of trees. He says logging is a management tool to keep the forest healthy by removing dying trees to let young saplings grow in their place.
Our goal has always been to make sure the forest is healthy, and that's obviously derived by whose definition a healthy forest is. Our definition of a healthy forest is to maintain a pretty diverse species group as well as a diverse age group.
Groups like the Indiana Forest Alliance agree with that definition, but only to a certain point.
Well, first of all, a healthy forest involves trees of all ages, including dead trees. A healthy forest ecosystem would include quite a few dead trees.
That's Ray Schnapp, the conservation director for the IFA. Her background is in soil science, and every year she leads a team of scientists inventorying the species diversity here in Morgan Monroe State Forest. Schnapp says continuing timber harvest at the current rate will be devastating.
And the way that the DNR, the Division of Forestry, is managing our forests is primarily for timber production. So their idea of a healthy forest is one that is producing a healthy economic income for the agency. They're not managing for ecosystem health. They're not managing for the species that are most endangered that require deep interior forests for their survival.
A bill introduced in the state legislature this year asked for 10% of forests to be set aside as old growth. That means no logging can take place there, no matter what. That bill didn't make it out of committee. In its most recent strategic plan, the Division of Forestry does say it will work toward a long-term goal of preserving 10% of forest acreage in older forest conditions, but it hasn't said which areas are protected.
And so we're just trying to kind of hold their feet to the fire to make sure that we do get 10% of our forest set aside.
Seifert says he recognizes that a lot of Hoosiers aren't happy with the way the forests are being managed, and he's taken steps to try to restore some trust. Every year, representatives from two independent agencies do inspections on Indiana State Forest properties and publish their findings. And every year since 2006, the state has received high marks. University of Kentucky professor Jeff Stringer helped establish the standards for one of those auditing agencies, the National Forest Stewardship Council, or FSC.
The fact that the Indiana State Forest have reached out, under their own volition and get certified under FSC, I think that's positive. Certainly a lot of states don't have that, because at least it indicates to the public and those who are concerned about it what kind of practices are being used there.
But Stringer grants that auditing firms like the FSC assume that at least some logging will take place, and some environmental critics want a complete ban on timber production on public lands. The Indiana Forest Alliance doesn't go that far. They aren't opposed to logging entirely, but they do want to see less of it. But Seifert says the criticism is still unfounded. For Julie James, the issue is personal. The area of Yellowwood near her small farm has changed so much, she's even considering moving away from the paradise she thought she had found.
Can I stay and deal with this? Or if they're going to keep logging like this, is that something I want to be around year after year and take these hikes and fewer and fewer trees are there?
James says she'll continue contacting her lawmakers to advocate for changes to timber production in Indiana's public forests. For WFIU News, I'm Becca Costello.